about to witness in this video is alarming, but we've been warning you for years about this. Relentless Church is getting new pastor, and that is John Gray and his wife from Joel Osteen's church at Lakewood Church. And so Joel Osteen and his wife Victoria went to the church in a dedicated, I guess a dedication is what they were doing, some kind of dedication. But anyway, they went there, and Joel said a bunch of things, and out of the abundance of the heart, he spoke, and then out of the abundance of Victoria's heart, she spoke. And the scripture says that that's who a person is, right? The abundance of their heart. If you want to watch this whole video, I'll put a link for it, but when Joel spoke, he basically said that John Gray told him what to do. And John Gray did everything that he told Joel to do. And so Joel Osteen didn't say that John did everything he told him to do. He said John Gray did everything that he told Joel he would do. In other words, John was in control, right? John was the one that was basically running things at Lakewood in a large part. And Joel, so much so that Joel Osteen broke down and wept when he said he was leaving. Without question, it's because he knows that John Gray and his wife probably, like he said, they if it wasn't for them, they probably wouldn't even have what they have today. But this is quite alarming to hear Victoria Osteen, what she's about to say. Now, folks, if you have to hear more than this to know that Victoria and Joel Osteen are not true shepherds of the flock, but in fact they are wolves in sheep's clothing, then listen to what Victoria is about to say.
Church, it's good to be here. We are excited that John Gray and Avinder Gray are going to be your pastors. And I really believe that John and Avinder have always been anointed, but the anointing that is going to fall on them now that they're senior pastors is going to do amazing damage to the kingdom of God. So I'm excited about that. And I can tell.
Did you hear what she just said? Out of the abundance of the heart. Now, instead of Joel correcting what his wife just said, he applauds it. He's over there applauding. Now you notice that he did pick up on what she said, and that what she said was wrong. But was it wrong? Because in their heart, that's really what they are doing. They're doing tremendous damage to the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? Victoria Osteen just said John Gray and his wife are anointed, and they're going to be senior pastors of Relentless Church. Okay, she said they're anointed to do tremendous damage to, not do tremendous damage by the kingdom of God or against Satan's kingdom. She said that they're going to do tremendous damage to the kingdom of God. I'm going to play it again, just in case you didn't hear it the first time. Let's go back and listen to it again.
The anointing that is going to fall on them now that they're senior pastors is going to do amazing damage to the kingdom of God. So I'm excited about that. And
she says she's excited about that. Now, you know, she couldn't hide it. The devil in her the demon, the wolf that she is, she couldn't hide it. See, a real woman of God, a real lady of God, would not even speak that way. Listen to me. There's a meekness. How many know there's a meekness about the Holy Spirit? And it's not in your face. The Holy Spirit is not in your face. There is a boldness that the Holy Ghost produces in the life of the believer, but it's still a gentleness. Amen? Even though it's bold, it's still gentle. It's not in your face, and she is very in your face. To the degree she told her congregation that when you worship God, you're not doing it for God, you're doing it for yourself. And now Christian Magazine or Christian.com or something to that effect, is now coming outing her and calling her an idolater. That's right. She is being labeled right now that she is an idolater. Okay? So folks, I'm going to put a link to this video. You can watch the whole thing and listen to Joel Osteen as he spews out of the abundance of his heart, as he basically says John Gray was the one that was telling him what to do. John Gray just did whatever he wanted to do. He was running things. That's really what I got from it, because Joel Osteen said, well, we don't have time to go back and do it right now, but you go back and listen to the whole video yourself. Folks, these ministers are not ministers of righteousness. The scripture says that they transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, right? And Satan himself comes as an angel of light. Well, I was actually working on a message that goes kind of along with this, that in this day and hour, those that used to be able to hide things are not going to be able to hide them anymore. The demon that's in them, the problem that they've got, is going to surface. That's right. And it's not a matter of being able to hide these things anymore. If your heart's not right, if your spirit's not right, it's going to come to the surface, and God's going to allow it. Now, God would like that to take place only, you know, in His presence with Him, or with just your family, in the sense that it stays, you know, not doesn't go public, so that it can be dealt with in a church setting or in a family setting. But if you and I will not truly repent from the heart, if we will not get right from the heart, God's going to allow us to be exposed, even as He allowed David to be exposed before all of Israel. So this is the time to get things right, folks. Now, we know that Joel Osteen and his wife, they're not even born again. We know they're not even of God. They're not even, they have no fruit of the Spirit. They're not of God. But think about it. If God is allowing the real wolves that they are to expose themselves, think about this. Is God not going to allow that in His own house? He says if judgment begins, it begins in the house of God. It's going to be harder on those that that without love and without compassion, without mercy, those that showed no mercy in exposing others. Now, folks, we're not exposing Joel Osteen and his wife because, we hate them, or because of some, some nefarious reason. We're doing it because they're dangerous. So dangerous, in fact, that Victoria Osteen just said that the anointing that is on John Gray and his wife, which is the same anointing he had on when he was at Joel Osteen at the Lakewood, is going to bring tremendous damage to the kingdom of God. So I will leave a link to this video so you can watch it for yourself. Share this with others, folks. Share this and let others know. Especially if you know someone that goes to this church. I know they're just going to dismiss it. They're just going to say that, it's just a mistake. She didn't mean to say it. Well, Joel should have stepped up and told her, you know, right in front of the people, should have said she didn't, she, you know, maybe he's afraid to correct her in front of the people because he knows that what's going to surface, right? He knows that she doesn't want to be corrected. I will tell you, folks, Victoria Osteen is a close second to Lucifer. Okay? She's the embodiment of evil. Seriously. She's the embodiment of Jezebel. She is the embodiment of witchcraft. That's the truth. She is like Lucifer incarnate. I mean, she is so demon-possessed. And I'll leave you with that. And I don't know if we'll share anything else along these lines, but I just really felt I should share this. God bless you all.